So the National Ocean Sciences Bowl is a national competition that tests the knowledge of high school students across the nation on their knowledge on ocean sciences. And one thing about ocean sciences is it's a very broad topic. So in oceanography, we also cover biology, chemistry, physics, geology, geography, marine policy, technology, engineering, pretty much, like I said, pretty much every other science and social science there is falls under oceanography. And these students are learning different aspects of everything to be able to have a better chance of answering the questions that are being asked.
Let me ask you, Keenan, how long have you been coaching the team?
So this is the first year that I've been the head coach for the team. Our season officially started back in September. But I was also an assistant coach last year under Julie Landwehr, but she decided to step down after last season, and I took over as head coach. I also have an assistant coach who isn't here with us today. She recently moved down to Florida, but her name is Laura Sherrill. She was actually on the ocean sciences team last year, and then she graduated. She stuck around here in Ketchikan this year, but she's going on to King's Point. King's Point this upcoming academic year. And before that, I was actually on the Ocean Sciences Bowl team when I was in high school back in 2012-2015.
I asked the team members to introduce themselves and let us know how long they've been on the team. This is the first year for all five members: Ellie Pickrell, Cadence Dyson, Jolie Powers, Kai Biaggi, and Romel Del Mundo. I know this year everything's going to be done virtually, so I was going to ask if that was a different experience. I mean, obviously it's different, but having not done this before, at least, you know, not having involved in the full national competition, it's hard to compare. But maybe, Keenan, you could mention how things are differing this year from previous years.
Yep, I can definitely touch on that. So normally what we do is we actually travel to Seward every year, usually sometime in mid-February. The big change in the competition this year is that we're not going head-to-head, per se, with other teams. Due to internet connectivity and not, you know, it's just not feasible to have two teams compete each other at the same time, because it may not be fair to other teams who don't have good internet connection. Ketchikan necessarily wouldn't have that problem, but there are other smaller communities like Gus Davis who are participating this year that might not have that same internet connectivity. So instead of going head-to-head, we're going kind of like as a group, basically. We're basically whoever's going to get the highest score at the end of each round is going to be advancing on to the, you know, the quarterfinals and the semifinals and the final.
And so is there a series of judges that are basically viewing the teams and then ranking them?
So here's how the quiz bowl works. So there are three different types of questions. There are team challenge questions where the entire team can collaborate with each other to answer written responses on. This year it's going to be Google Docs. Normally it would have been just a piece of paper. Then there is the buzzer questions, which consist of toss-up questions and bonus questions. Each of those questions are associated with a different point value. And whoever answers the most questions with the most total points ends up winning the match. And it's going to be the same concept this year, except we're not every team is going to be offered every single question instead of teams racing to buzz in for the question.
Preparing for this competition, I understand you were given a topic, and then you had to, I believe, write a paper. And then you're going to have to defend it, so to speak. So can you talk about what you did as a team? How did you work together? How did you prepare this paper? If someone would like to, or several of you would like to chime in on what the process was like.
Yeah, so we got the topic a while back in, I think, November, December. And we kind of started brainstorming, like, what we wanted to focus in on for the topic, because we get to choose kind of like a subtopic underneath the big umbrella thing that we focus in on. So we were going back and forth about that, and we decided on focusing on shipping and how it affects Arctic marine mammals.
Before that, we should mention the topic, and I have it written down here. The topic that you were given is, how have anthropogenic carbon dioxide emissions influenced Arctic and or subarctic oceanic processes? And then you just said you decided to focus on the effects on marine mammals.
We started doing just some like research on that, really just expanding our knowledge on the topic. And then, so with the paper is long, it's about 15 pages. So we split it up into all of our sections. So Cadence did the intro and conclusion. Rommel talked about culture.
The economic importance.
Yeah, I talked about the overall climate change, carbon dioxide.
I talked about how things affect the marine mammals.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that.
I talked about how the shipping could directly affect the marine mammals.
My topic coming off of Kai's topic was direct examples of marine transportation impact on marine mammals. And it gives a lot of examples of things outside of the Arctic. Yes.
Okay, and I imagine this is a big learning process, a lot of activities. How do you meet, like, as a club? How do you get together, and how do you work on projects like this?
Yeah, so we meet 3 times a week, sometimes more when we were writing. But, yeah, so we have practice 3 times a week. We would research, we would write. We had a really long practice there at the end. I think, what was it, like 5 hours or something?
I think it was 6.5 hours is our longest practice.
Yeah,
so far.
Just to like kind of crunch and get the paper done. Yeah. So we put in some time and we got it done. So.
Okay, so this National Ocean Sciences Bowl day on March 10th is to help get you trained for the Alaska Regional Competition. Have you been doing drills and practicing already?
So we were given our paper topic, and to go along with it, we had to make a presentation under the same topic. So we all have been collaborating on the same presentation. And starting a couple of weeks ago, we've been practicing and kind of presenting it out loud and making sure that we know what we're going to say and how we're going to say it, and kind of just working out all the kinks.
By the way, the presentation is 15 minutes long. We can meet all 5 of them.
And when you start doing the, say, quiz rounds, I'm guessing questions you are not necessarily prepared for. You're getting them on the spot, I would think. Or have you already been kind of given the questions you'll be asked?
Well, we go through a lot of, like, practice rounds for the quiz bowl. So a lot of these questions we do see a lot, which helps us for the real thing. So if we get a similar question to one we practice, then it'll help a lot. And that's also going to be part of our NOSB day. We'll have a practice physical round, and people from the audience can come in.
So you have it a little bit worked out on sort of who will answer that question or take the lead on that particular topic or something? Because I could imagine, or do you all huddle together and try to decide how are we going to answer this?
No, you can't really communicate during the quiz bowl round. It's just like, if you know it, then you should buzz in as fast as you can.
So as a team, we all of the points go towards each other, but we're kind of racing against the other team and our teammates to buzz in first and answer the correct response in a normal year.
Yeah, it's kind of set up like Jeopardy is.
Yeah.
And so how will that work? Because you don't really have a buzzer, so how will that work? You basically just answer the questions, and then they will judge them later, or how does that work?
So I'll be able to answer that, Maria. So this year there are still going to be buzzers. There's just going to be between the team. So we think we have 5 people on the team. 5 people will be able to participate in the closed Zoom meeting that we're going to be having. They're not allowed to collaborate on the toss-up questions that they get. So just to clarify a little bit further, toss-up questions are They read the question and then they give four possible answers to the question. And whoever buzzes in with the correct response first gets the points awarded to them. But whoever buzzes in, they cannot collaborate with anybody else. They have to come up with the answer on their own. They also get bonus questions, though, if they get the toss-up question correctly. And at that point, they can actually come in together and collaborate to come up with the correct answer. The tough thing about the bonus questions usually is that they're a free response, so they don't get options to choose from. So they really have to know the topic in order to get those questions correct.
So and when you speak about buzzing in, it's just your team, correct, that is being viewed. So you're buzzing in, but they're kind of timing you and then comparing you to how quickly the other teams are buzzing in. Is that how it works?
No. Basically, they're going to be comparing the amount of correct answers, basically, between each team.
Okay, gotcha. Got it. Okay, it just sounds like it's going to be very, very different this year.
It is very, very different.
Are you all looking forward to the event that's happening at K-High?
Yeah, definitely. We're really excited to be able to share what we've been working so hard on. It's been a really tough process for us, but we're really proud of what we've come up with, and we're excited to share it with everyone at K-High. So hopefully they'll be excited to hear about it.
And I understand this is not open to the general public. So who will be your audience?
Our audience will consist of other classes at K-High, since our NOSB day is happening during the school day.
Last year, if I may, we did have it open to the public, and we had a couple of people show up, a couple of the general public. We did announce it on Facebook and a couple other places. We also had some parents show up as well, too. But primarily, it was the students, it was the bulk of the audience. The really nice thing about this event, the NOSB day, is that these kids get to practice their presentation. This year it's going to be four times because we're doing it every single class period, so they get to present four different times to a bunch of different groups of people. The students in the audience can help give us suggestions and recommendations on how to improve our presentation, whether it's content-wise or cosmetic of the PowerPoint, or there's some pointers on individual speech, like inflection and pitch and tone, all that kind of stuff. I'm not the expert on speeches, but that's the kind of point, is to give our students opportunities to grow in public speaking. The really nice thing that it showed that this program works is because we did this last year with the last year in Sabertooth Salmon, and we actually ended up getting first place in the entire state for our presentation, because I'm going to give most of the credit to that NOSB day.
Obviously, Jolie Powers, you're a senior, so you wouldn't be able to be on the team again next year. The rest of you, do you plan to continue next year to stick with the Ocean Bowl? Their heads are nodding.
Definitely. I mean, obviously, yeah, it's all of our first year, but I think this has been a really great experience.
But let's go person by person, and maybe you can angle the computer toward each of you. And can you just tell us a bit about, why you got involved with the Ocean Sciences Bowl and how you feel about it?
Okay, so I was in attendance for the last NOSB day. And even before that, I was interested because Ms. Lambert, she was my biology teacher, and he was talking all about it. But once I saw the NOSB day, it really hooked me.
Okay, thanks. No, that's great. And is that Cadence next? Or,
yeah.
Okay, and go ahead and same thing. What got you involved with this, and how has the experience been?
So as well as Romel, Miss Landwehr was my biology teacher last year, and she gave us a pretty in-depth presentation on their experience at Tsunami Bowl and just all around what the program is about. But I don't know if it was just me, but I wasn't exactly hooked at the beginning. But towards the beginning of the year, when we heard that the NOSB team needed more participants, Ellie and I decided to join together. And since we joined, it's been a really fun and just good way to make new bonds and meet new people and form a lot of new knowledge.
Okay, thanks. And then is that Ellie next?
Obviously, yeah, me and Cadence joined together when, at the beginning of this year, when we heard that they needed more people. And I love science. Like, I've always loved science. But usually there's not extracurriculars for, like, specifically science. So to find a thing like this where I can, like, channel my love for science into something more competitive and an extracurricular, it's really awesome for me. And I'm so glad that I joined.
Okay, and Kai Biaggi?
So I first learned of NOSB, like, I was in Miss Landwehr's marine biology class, so I was kind of already halfway there, you know? And I had never heard of NOSB until we had the NOSB day, which I was there. So I thought that was really cool, with especially how they did the Quiz Bowl and stuff. So, and then this year I was talking to our counselor and he said, oh, you should do this. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just... doing that, then that seems cool. It's Jolie.
Okay. Hi. And then Jolie Powers?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So in prior years, when I was a freshman, I was in awe, actually, when I saw some of my friends who were on the team who were taking trips across the country and winning state competitions. And I didn't think it would be something quite my forte back then, but now that I realized I have the opportunity to be a part of such a great team, and it's opened up a lot of opportunities for me, and I'm just taking advantage of the knowledge that I can get out of the school system while I'm still a senior. And yeah, it's really been a good experience so far. I've learned a lot of things which have proved to be beneficial to me, and knowledge which I will carry with me in the future.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me. And again, yeah, have fun at this competition. And hopefully next year you'll be able to actually travel to, experience the competition in person. That was Coach Keenan Sanderson and the members of the K-HI National Ocean Sciences Bowl team. K-HI is holding its NOSB Day today. The statewide Alaska Tsunami Bowl is March 25th through the 28th.